If you ride a local Metro bus in Harris County, it'll probably cost you $1.25. There are also some half-price fares. Those are for students and seniors, and also people with disabilities. But what if you didn't have to pay any fare at all?
It could have tremendous benefits between increased ridership, reduced traffic congestion, increased air quality, faster travel times, reduced drunk driving.
That's Tori Gaddis with the Center for Opportunity Urbanism. He also writes a transportation blog, Houston Strategies. And he's been encouraging Metro to take a fresh look at its fares.
And we sort of have to wonder, if we were able to reduce or eliminate these fares, how many more riders would we get on these HOV buses, and how much would that potentially reduce traffic congestion on the freeways?
Now, as it stands right now, the bulk of Metro's operating funds don't come from those fares. The transit agency gets most of its money from a 1 cent sales tax. And that has the attention of someone else who's advocating for free or reduced fares. That's Harris County Precinct 3 Commissioner Steve Raddick.
The reality is we don't have near enough people using the transit we can provide.
Raddick points out that people are already paying for transit service through the sales tax, and providing a financial incentive might be what it takes to get more people on board.
We just keep going the way we're going. We're going to continue to build more freeways. We're going to continue to do other forms of transportation. But at the end, it makes no sense to have buses that are only partially full running around.
Transit ridership has been mostly flat over the past year, but Metro hopes to boost those numbers through a package of long-term improvements. Voters just approved a $3.5 billion bond issue to help pay for it. Metro Chairman Karin Patman says while fares aren't a huge part of their budget, they'd have to figure out a way to make up that money if they stop charging riders.
I think what people don't realize is there are unanticipated consequences of a free fare policy that we just need to fully consider before we went to it.
And that's what concerns Ani Blair. She heads a transportation advocacy group, Link Houston. Blair says to get more riders, Metro needs to put its focus on other issues.
It's the little things that we take for granted. Does the bus come on time? Because if I'm trying to schedule my day, I need to get there on time and know what to predict. Can I wait in dignity at a shelter that is accessible and safe for me?
And Blair says all those things cost money.
The loss of revenue from the fares that Metro currently has would undermine their other access to improving operations, improving customer service, improving all of those things. So if they don't have that revenue, they can't address the things that people want.
Metro's financial analysts are currently looking at whether the agency should reduce or eliminate fares, and the board is waiting to get a report. We asked Tori Gaddis what he'd like to hear.
I am hopeful that Metro will be willing to take a little risk and go out on a limb and at least try it. I think in the short term, they could definitely experiment with it during off-peak hours. I know there's some concern that during peak hours, there might be so much demand that they wouldn't have the capacity, and then you have people waiting for buses. And so they want to make sure they kind of do this in a thoughtful, incremental way.
Metro officials say if they do move ahead with free or reduced fares, they'd start with a pilot program, and it wouldn't all happen at once. For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm Gail DeLauder.